Hello. You know who this is, children? This is Sleepy Joe. You know why they calls me Sleepy? That's right, because I always take that afternoon nap. They is good for you, them nap. They sure is. Make sure that you children get your nap, children. Make you feel good. Oh, children, listen, does y'all brush your teeth every morning and every night? You does? Well, I sure is glad to hear it. There ain't nothing like brushing your teeth to keep them nice and clean and strong. Then you don't never have any more toothaches to bother you. So scrub them teeth, children, and scrub them good. Oh, and now for the story, how about some nice music? All right, just listen to this. Oh, that's what chillin's like. Good music. Oh, and good stories. And the story for today is called Brer Fox in the Briar Patch. You see, chillin, Brer Fox had to move into the Briar Patch to live. Yes, indeed. Moved in bag and baggage. Found himself a nice hollow log and set up housekeeping. And when Brer Rabbit and Brer Squirrel and Brer Bear and them found it out, they were so worried that they called a meeting.
And I say that old Brer Fox ain't got no business living out here in this briar patch, Brer Squirrel.
Yeah, you right, Brer Rabbit, you right.
The briar patch is for rabbits and squirrels and chipmunks and bears and things like that, not foxes. Ain't that right, Brer Bear?
Oh, you are so right, Brer Rabbit.
Then as a committee of one, I nominate you and Brer Bear as a committee of two to go over there and tell that old fox to get off our property and get out the briar patch.
Wait a minute. I ain't going to make no trip over there and tell him to get out, I mean.
Neither was I. I ain't going over there, because that a one-way trip, and you knows it, Brer Rabbit. Huh, Brer Bear?
Oh, don't you just know it. The minute we tell him to get out the briar patch, he'll snatch us into his house and serve us for dinner, if that's what getting at is.
Wouldn't be nothing of us left but bones.
Now, why don't you go there and tell him to vacate a Brer Rabbit, I mean?
Well, him and me ain't on speaking terms, that's why. Besides that, the dogs has been chasing him for the last 2 nights and he hungry. Ain't nothing that a hungry old fox would rather have in the pot than a rabbit, you know. And I sure ain't gonna be the rabbit, I tell you that.
That old fox just moved out here in the briar patch so he could spy on us and catch us when he wanted us. That's what he did.
That's right, that's what he did, Brer Squirrel. Move out here so it'd be close to us. It wouldn't have to run us too far to catch us. Cousin Fillmore is missing already, you know.
Gonna be a lot more of us missing, too. Do we don't figure a way to get him out of the briar patch. I say that, I mean, that is.
Sure is the truth. Pardon me, fellas, I gotta go to the pond and get myself a drink of water.
Oh, sure, go right ahead, I mean.
My, that water look nice and smooth. Just like a mirror. I believe those long years of mine getting longer every month. Boo. You old good-looking rabbit, you. Boo. Glad I good-looking. Glad I ain't ugly like that old fox. Man, if I look like him, I'd scare myself to death when I looked in the water. Uh-oh. Fellas, I got an idea. Listen. Wait here, and I is going over there and see that old fox myself.
And Brer Rabbit hippity-hopped to Brer Fox's house, and he stood outside and called him.
Brer Fox! Oh, Brer Fox!
Well, Brer Rabbit. Come in, Brer Rabbit, just in time for dinner. Wait up, I'll get the salt and pepper. Be right with you.
Wait a minute, you ain't got no time for no dinner. You gotta run. You have got to run for your life. You ain't got a minute to lose.
Run from what? Is them dogs out again?
This is worse than dogs. Just a monster. A terrible-looking monster.
Where?
Over in the pond.
Come on, show me where he is.
Oh, no. I'm too scared to go over there. No, I'm leaving. So long, Brer Fox. So long.
And with that, little Brer Rabbit hippy-hop away like he was scared to death. But old Brer Fox's curiosity done got the death of him. And he went over and he looked into the pool. And, children, it was the first time in Brer Fox's life that he had ever seen himself mirrored in a pool. And he was so scared he didn't know what to do.
There's a monster in that pool. Look at him. A terrible monster. Oh, what a thing. Look at them teeth and that nose. Them red eyes. But the one thing show, there ain't enough room in this briar patch for both of us. So I is leaving. So long, briar patch. So long forever.
And that, children, was how Brer Rabbit got Brer Fox to leave the briar patch. So you see, children, if we could see ourselves as others see us, a lot of us would be just as scared as Brer Fox. Oh, and now how about some nice music? Oh, that's what children's like. Songs and stories and music. Oh, and riddles. You remember the riddle I left with you at the last sitting, children? What pain do we make light of? Did you get it? That's right, window pane. Oh, and now here's a riddle I want to leave with you for the next sitting. Listen, why does a man call his sweetheart honey? Why does a man call his sweetheart honey? You think about it, children, and I'll tell you the answer the next sitting. And now if old Sleepy say goodbye, here's a little thought that he want to leave with his children. I stumped my toe and had a fall ka-plunk upon the ground. And now I was mighty careful about the way I runs around. Now to the next sitting. Bye-bye, children. Bye-bye from Sleepy Joe.